The embryonic stem cell bill, co-sponsored by Democrat Diana Doggett and Republican Mike Castle, now moves to the Senate. Supporters believe they have enough votes to send the measure to President Bush's desk, despite his threatened veto. For a closer look at the bill and its political future, we're now joined by Congressman Castle of Delaware. Congressman, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Why did you believe this bill so important to break ranks with Republicans and vote for it?
It's a very basic question. Of 110 million people, about one out of three in the United States of America, who suffer from a debilitating disease, perhaps diabetes or juvenile diabetes, all the way through cancer and heart and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and whatever, stem cell research in general, and I'm for all medical research, has shown great promise. But the greatest promise is in embryonic stem cell research, because these are stem cells that have not yet differentiated into the one of the 200 stem cells in your body, and could be directed to do so, and in that way potentially could help relieve a lot of problems, unlike the adult stem cells, which can only address the bloodborne diseases. So the potential is tremendous to help so many people whose lives are foreshortened or the quality of life is unfortunately badly impacted.
That being said, Congressman, I'm wondering if you struggle with the idea, as some suggest, that these embryos, in their minds, are simply unborn children. Did you have to wrestle with that moral question?
No, I did not have to wrestle with that moral question, although that's a legitimate moral, even biological question, and I understand that. But the reason that it was a little bit simpler than wrestling with it is that in the in vitro fertilization process, They create more fertilized eggs than are needed, simply because it often doesn't work, and they don't want to have to redo the process. And they keep them in a frozen state. And then, as people either have children or, for whatever reason, decide not to go forward, they basically take the embryos out of that frozen state and discard them as hospital waste. So you're basically talking about using those, and they're going to be discarded as hospital waste. So no matter what word you want to use, destruction, killing, you can describe it however you want. It's going to happen anyhow, as opposed to be able to use them for research, with the sign-off, obviously, of everybody involved in the process, including the creators of the embryo. And if that's the case, if that's the equation that we're dealing with, it's pretty simple. We want to help everybody in the world, particularly Americans, with this research, and I think it should go forward.
Congressman, are you disappointed that you are hearing from the White House that the president says if this measure passes, he will indeed veto it?
Of course, we prefer that not be the case, and we overcame huge opposition from the White House, all the leadership in the House of Representatives on the Republican side, yesterday to get this bill passed, which shows something about the receptivity of it across the United States of America. And that's true in the Senate as well. That war will start today. And I would hope that the White House would back off of that. Having said that, I don't think that's likely to happen. But perhaps there's some middle ground that we can reach or strike. I want the research to go forward. Whether our legislation actually ever becomes law is not as relevant as some policy change to allow the research to move forward. So that's what my ultimate goal is. So I understand where they are, but you know, we are going to continue to persist in this, and hopefully, when it's all said and done, that we can work out something that everybody can agree is satisfactory, so that we can advance the research. It's a temporal thing. This is going to happen. It's going to happen someplace in the world, perhaps California, perhaps Indonesia or whatever, but. Mm-hmm. We want it to happen sooner rather than later, so the suffering can cease as soon as possible.
Mike Castle is a Republican congressman from Delaware. He co-sponsored the embryonic stem cell research bill that now sits and heads its way to the Senate. I thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Now, for a different perspective, we're joined by David Prentice, a senior fellow for life science at Family Research Council. I thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Prentice. I'm sure you heard the congressman there and know all of the arguments. You see this slightly differently. You do see this as a bigger moral question than the congressman.
There is an interesting question here. We're debating not just science, but also the ethics. And biologically, yes, these human embryos are the earliest stages of human development. The science, though, has been interesting. We keep hearing about the hope and promise of embryonic stem cell research, but the published science so far does not back that up, and that's after over 20 years of research with the mouse embryonic. By contrast, the adult stem cells, the umbilical cord blood stem cells, have treated far more than just these blood-type diseases, as was mentioned. They've been treating brain types of disorders, including Parkinson's, spinal cord injury, heart damage. And you know, if we really cared about the patients, the adult stem cell, the cord blood stem cell, are the ones that are already starting to treat patients now for these disorders, and we'd be putting our money, our taxpayer funding behind that.
Yet scientists will suggest to you that that really is apples and oranges, and during the course of trying to find R&D, research and development, for many of these diseases, if you could use both hand in hand, you'd be better served.
If it were just a scientific argument, that might be tenable, although, again, the published results from the embryonic are very poor. The cells still and the animals tend to have problems forming tumors, getting transplant rejection, being able to actually get the cells that they want. The cells are just very difficult to control, whereas the adult stem cells, hundreds of published papers, paper just last week in New England Journal of Medicine where they treated young children for a disease called Krabbe syndrome, which is a neurological disorder, not just a blood disorder. These kids usually die by 2 years of age. After treating with umbilical cord blood stem cells, many of these kids now are up to 7 years old with very little or no symptoms.
Would you like to see the science community, the scientific community, move this thing forward more so than we are seeing with the political community?
Well, I think the science is moving forward. You know, we've been funding embryonic, certainly the animal stem cell research, for many years. The human embryonic is fully funded. We've got actually 39 lines still frozen of human embryonic stem cells that have never been touched. So, you know, the resources are there. It's more a matter of being able to make the cells do anything. I do think in the end, the ultimate answer, whether we go one way or the other, will probably depend on the results in terms of the scientific publications.
And do you believe, with about 30 seconds to go, that we are seeing political wrangling and pressure move this forward versus scientific steps?
Well, I think in one sense we are seeing the politics. People are responding to various sorts of polls. Many of those polls just depends on how you ask the question. If you're asking whether it's just a matter of cures, I mean, who would vote against cures? So you're seeing that. But a lot of that's not based on the scientific evidence.
All right. David Prentiss, a senior fellow for life sciences at Family Research Council. We thank you for your time and your efforts to join us this morning. We apologize for the garbled sound.
Well, thank you.